NBA Australia.
It's NBA Australia. How you going?
All right, it's NBA Australia, episode 19, Friday. No, episode 20. Holy crap. Friday, December 15. This is NBA Australia. I'm James Clements, a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Duronguys NBA podcast. And I'm here in Lariama Studios, New York City, New York, looking at the snow outside on the ground, hanging out, delivering up all the daily breakdowns of the hottest of NBA storylines you need. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, where they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today, of course. So we're talking about what happened last night in the NBA, as well as a bunch of other smack about a bunch of other junk in the NBA. And of course, what we always do, we cover up what the Australian NBA players are up to. Plus, we have a new addition today. For the Luke Longley All-Stars, we've got our Dickhead of the Week. And then there's all the usual dumb segments like, that's not a knife, that's a knife. Look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day. The award-winning, yeah, nah. And we take a trip back to everyone's favorite sitcom. Everyone loves Bainesy. You know it. You know it. It's your favorite daily podcast as well. It's NBA Australia. Just heads up, there's going to be lots of swearing. No apologies. It's just how it's done. All right, we're going to wrap all the games from last night, talk about all the fun stuff that happened, and preview every single NBA game for the weekend. Can you believe it? All right, let's go. It's NBA Australia.
Shaq attack.
All right, here we go. It is. We're watching out for a Shaq attack, and it's our daily whip around, as we always do in the old NBA Australia. We catch up on all things from last night in the NBA. We've got a little bit of news. The Rockets' Mbara Mute is out 2 to 3 weeks with a weird shoulder thing. And Miza Teletovic for the Bucks is out indefinitely with a lung emboli, which is a bummer because it's a similar thing to Chris Bosh. And Miza had this couple of times pop up, and it's a bit of a bummer for the dude, especially after he had surgery, which is kind of what happened with Chris Bosh too. Strange. Hopefully the dude gets okay. All right, let's go straight into the games because we've got a massive episode. A lot of stuff to talk about. Knicks go into Brooklyn. They literally cross a bridge, and oh, they could have jumped the subway, who knows. And they win 111-104. Borough rivalry. The big news in this, though, it's the bummer, because you know who left the game early? The Extreme Zinger Meal.
Supercharged Zinger Burger.
The Supercharged Zinger had to leave the game early with a weird knee. MRI results today about that. We'll keep you updated on Twitter and Facebook about him. Of course, it's what we do. Courtney Lee, however, realized that he was the best player on the court sometime in the first 8 minutes of this and went on to lead the Knicks with 27. And the King of New York, Michael Beasley, continued his hot run with 15. And the Knicks just kind of smoked the Nets in this. No dice. Nets had a couple of career highs. Dinwiddie with 26 points and Rondé with 25. And my sweet baby Carrots. Carrots LeVert had 15, 5, and 5. You coming along, baby? All right, Pistons go into Atlanta and beat the Hawks. Because I think you and I could go into Atlanta and beat the Hawks at the moment. 105-91, Pistons snapped their 7-game losing streak. It's a game that, just like a new episode of The Simpsons, you didn't have to watch it. Solid all round for the Pistons. Usual suspects: Tobias with 19, Avery with 18, Reggie with 11 and 5. But Andre Drummond, holy crap, 12 points, 19 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Fucking hell, Wilt Chamberlain, Andre Drummond. God damn. Actually, that's more of a Bill Russell line, isn't it? 12 points, 19 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Not bad. Hawks were trash. Anytime Ersan Ilyasova is your leading scorer, you're in trouble, friend. The big ticket game, though, of last night was in Cleveland. It really, really was. I'll tell you.
Cleveland!
Lakers 112, lose to the Cavs 121. Fun as hell, though. So much talk about this game. God damn. And of course, LeBron goes, yeah, you know what? I'm pretty good still. 25, 12, and 12. That's his 59th career triple-double. Ties Larry Bird for 6th all-time. My favorite thing about this was prior to the game, TNT trying some clickbaity bullshit, and they had a graphic that they put out on Twitter comparing a rookie Lonzo Ball and a rookie LeBron. And you see this shit? It was unbelievable. It was so dumb. They ended up hiding it from their timeline because everyone roasted them so bad. They were about even in like assists and rebounds, but LeBron averaged over 10 points a game more. the fuck are you doing? Like, this is clearly just like, hey, let's cause some outrage and get some fucking clicks, what up, and some comments and get everyone yelling at us. You fucking morons. Comparing rookie and long, like, LeBron averaged almost 20 points a game as a rookie. That's fucking bananas. Anyway, so dumb. So this game was fun as hell because, what, we had Brooke Lopez, had himself a bit of a time in this one. He got dunked on by LeBron. Airballs a couple of free throws. Mr. Dunk himself. The airballing the back-to-back free throws for a dude who shoots 80% from the line was absolutely bananas. I couldn't believe it. But man, you know, it's just one of those nights where you go, oh, boy, I half miss watching this fucking Brooke Lopez dipshit annoy the crap out of me every night. Well, he's now your problem, Lakers fans. Deal with it. And he had 8 points and one rebound in 20 minutes. 22 minutes. How, when you're 7 foot, do you get one rebound in 22 fucking minutes? Just by mistake, by accident, a ball should fall to you in 22 minutes when you're 7 foot. Fuck you, Brooke Lopez. How much was he just like, oh, dude, I don't want to be here. I got tickets to Star Wars at like 10:30. We're going to make sure we fucking out of here. Well done, Brooke. So, well played. Kevin Love had 28 and 11. Jose Calderon had 17 points on 6 of 9 shooting. Nice. 5 triples in that with 6 assists and 2 steals. Very good. Lakers, however, look, this is what bums me out about this whole Lonzo bullshit. So Lonzo goes 13, 11, and 8. Everyone sort of is like, oh, wow, triple-double watch. He almost got a triple-double. Of course, LeBron smashed one. Meanwhile, Brandon fucking Ingram, yo, he's good. Like, really fucking good. He had 26, 6, and 6. Hits 3 of his 4 threes. And is like, you know, the dude. He is your guy, Lakers. He's like the guy who's your superstar, basically. You should be building him up and like going, all right, this is our guy. Instead, everyone's tickling Lonzo balls because of his dad. I don't fucking know. Anyway, next up, Kings go into Minnesota and lose 96-119. Holy shit, smashed him by 23. Hey, Wolves, this is where you crank out these wins. Big Cat smashed in this. We're going to talk about him in a little bit. Meanwhile, Wiggins had 22, Butler had 21. They're up 24 going into the fourth here. And finally, Tibbs put in his bench to ride this out. Thing is, Cat, Wiggins, and Butler still all played over 34 minutes. What the fuck are you doing, Tibbs, you fucking psycho? Jesus. Man, Jimmy Butler's going to be Luol Deng in like a year and a half. He won't be able to move his legs. He'll be like sitting in a wheelchair going, God damn it, I can't feel my legs. Wiggins will be like fucking Derrick Rose in like 2 to 3 years maybe, Big Cat. He's like looking at Taj Gibson and going, that guy can't get out of bed in the morning. Brutal. Final game, Mavs go into Golden State, trying to flip the old We Believe script, and it was tied at the half, but the Warriors remember that they're the Warriors, 112-97, without Steph, without Draymond. The coward, Kevin Durant, finishes the night with a season high, tying a season high, 36 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 4 of 8 from downtown, not bad. Klay pitched in with 25, Jordan Bell though, fuck you, Chicago. He had 8, 6, and 8. You fucking assholes for selling that pick. Oh, we're rebuilding. Give us $3 million for Jordan Bell. Harrison Barnes had the perfect Harrison Barnes revenge game. He had 16 points on 18 shots, and Dirk wound back the clock with 18 and 9. Told you they killed him. That's what happened. And that is the game wraps for last night. So, let's go into our usual NBA Australia.
That's not that nice. That's a knife.
That is a knife, Carl Anthony Towns. I will tell you. Holy shit. So this is a line. 30 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 blocks. That is definitely our NBA Australia approved performance of the evening. Holy crap. This is the second most comprehensively badass stat line of the year, just behind Joel Embiid's like ridiculous 46, 15, 7, and 7 against the Lakers. Thing is, there's literally been 5 games this good in the last 10 fucking years, man. There was Embiid's game this year, which is, you know, absolutely bonkers. Anthony Davis against Denver in 2015 had 36, 14, 7, and 9. Holy shit, Anthony Davis. Put that brow to work. Tim Duncan, weirdly again, against Denver in 2012 had 31, 18, 6, and 5. Goddamn, Tim Duncan was good. Last gasp, Pau Gasol. In 2015 for Chicago against Detroit had 30, well, a very symmetrical 30, 15, 5, and 5. And then Big Cats last night. That is un-fucking-real. So, Karl-Anthony Towns, It'd be nice if you played some defense, but man, that is a stat line. 30, 14, 5, and 5. Today, you are...
That's a knife.
Oh, geez. So, old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today? Scottie Pippen. Ah, man. Damn, my man. You say one thing, couch in all kinds of caveats about how LeBron might end up statistically better than MJ, and you get all kinds of shit. Fucking nuts. So, while Scottie Pippen suddenly has no mates, and this is what the old mate, no mates today segment is all about. Thing is, Scottie Pippen should have all the mates. Everyone who doesn't have mates is everyone who yelled at Scottie Pippen because it's your fault that you yell at Scottie Pippen. You're not allowing a hint of nuance and subtlety into discourse here. Scottie Pippen is just like trying to fucking like chill and just be like, yeah, man, look, feasibly, he might end up better than MJ. Everyone's like, but you were MJ's teammate. You can't say that, you fucking morons. You fucking bunch of mouth breathers. Just chill the fuck out. Let Scottie Pippen be Scottie Pippen. The weird part was how moist he was on Scott Van Pelt the other night. That was bananas. Love you, Scottie Pippen. But apparently you turned into old mate, no mates today. Not because you're shit, but everyone who yelled at you is shit. All right. Love you, Scottie. You're the best. 33 forever. Let's move on. There was an extra fun storyline from last night, and it leads straight into this one.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Ah, LeVar, that just keeps on giving. This is your daily look into who was better than Lonzo Ball last night. He did play, and he did have 13, 11, and 8. Not bad. Who was hashtag better than Lonzo Ball today, though? Come on. It's LeBron James in the same game. To have the comparison on NBA from the NBA on TNT Twitter about them as rookies, that's fine. LeBron was a better rookie, though. He could actually shoot. Last night, though, just I want to put this in context. 25, 12, and 12 goes LeBron. Also adds 2 steals and 2 blocks. So LeBron is turning 33 in 15 days. He's currently averaging 28 points, 9 assists, 8.3 rebounds, 1.5 steals, and 1.1 blocks while shooting 57.8% from the field and 41.1% from 3. Now, what do you think he averaged over his actual NBA sort of MVP seasons? Because it wasn't that. If you combine them all, even then, he doesn't get to the averages that he's got this year. That is absolutely fucking bananas. And, you know, that's why you end up being hashtag better than Lonzo Ball today. Because meanwhile, Lonzo out there averaging just over 8 points, 7 assists, and less than 7 rebounds. It's a tough one. It's an absolutely tough one. But, you know, look, LeBron's obviously going to be better than Lonzo Ball because he's one of the greatest two players of all time. It's just what happens. No apologies over here from NBA. So, how about the triple-double streak for LeBron here as well? It's, you know, triple-doubles make you dumb if you like them, remember? Because if you like triple-doubles, it means you're a bad fan and you're a dipshit. Just saying. So, he's now 59 for his entire career. He's following Big O, it's Oscar Robertson, Magic, Jason Kidd, Westbrook, and Wilt. So he's chasing down Wilt. He had 78. LeBron's got 59. This is going to be fun. And on Monday, we've got a real treat. We've got a call-in segment about Lonzo Ball. So if you want to call in, we've got a line set up. You can do it. It'll be up on the Twitter and Facebook. And the best part was LeBron took Lonzo aside and said to him, find your zone and stay fucking locked in. The media's going to ask you what I told you right now, brackets, but so what? Just be aggressive every single day. It's white noise. This shit is all white noise. That's all it is. All right? That's good. Thank you, LeBron. That's pretty good. Good job. You're a legend. So today, actually, let's quickly look at these stats that LeBron had. So across his MVP seasons, he's averaging, this season, he's averaging 0.1 of a point more. He's shooting 6% better from the field, 6% better from three. Averaging more, half a rebound more, and over 1.5 more assists per game. He won his 4 MVPs, 08, 09, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 12, 13. So, I don't know, man. making this whole case is pretty tough. But anyway, today, LeBron, you're better than Lonzo Ball. All right, y'all ready? We're coming up into, right after this one. All right, we take three NBA storylines and give it more of a yeah or more of a nah in yeah nah. This is great. I love this one. It's award-winning, apparently. The Cavs, number one. The Cavs trolling Lonzo by playing nothing but Nas in their warm-ups is the funniest shit ever. Yeah, Nas. No, of course it was. It was funny as hell. I just wanted to say Nas. You see this? The Cavs dropping Nas all over Lonzo during warm-ups after Lonzo wore the mock-up of the Nas Illmatic cover on a hoodie the other day with Lonzo's face on it instead. The best part is you just know that Lonzo is out there warming up going, yo, who do this? Inside the NBA, they are obviously everyone's favorite studio team. Ernie, Barkley, Shaq, and Kenny, they are calling the Christmas night game in LA between the Wolves and Lakers. That's on top of their usual pregame, halftime, postgame stuff. They should do this more. Yeah, of course. This is going to be fucking either amazing or horrible. There's literally no in between. Hook this to my veins. All I want is like Shaq and Barkley fighting and like it's spilling onto the court while Ernie like just cowers in fear and Kenny keeps calling the game unfazed. I love it. Absolutely love it. And this one came up last night during the broadcast. Reggie Miller. Apparently there's still a debate that LeBron is the best small forward of all time over Larry Legend Bird. Is there a debate?
Yeah, nah.
Fuck you, Reggie Miller, you skinny-ass try-hard fucking dork. Get the fuck out of here. It's between MJ and LeBron for best ever 1-2. Bird played like fucking 11 years. LeBron's putting up triple doubles in like year 15. Get the fuck out of here, you idiot. I love me some Larry. My dog is literally named after Larry Bird. That little fucking shithead. I wonder how he's doing. He's in his room hanging out at the moment because he barks too much. But shit, LeBron is better than Larry. There's no debate. Reggie Miller, you're a fucking asshole. So, sorry, son. You out. No dice. That's it for yeah, nah. Good one. How about a round of applause? That was pretty fun. All right, next up we have...
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Yeah, so this one's a bit late today because I was out seeing Star Wars last night. So the unpopular opinion of the day is... just fucking go see Star Wars and make up your own opinions and tell me what you think. Jesus, this isn't rocket surgery. I'll tell you, I enjoyed it. It was surprising. It was fun. There's a lot of stuff going on. The throwback elements are good. The new life that Rian Johnson's injected into it is probably my favorite part of it. So I don't know if that's going to be unpopular. I don't know if it's going to be popular, but you make up your own fucking mind. Star Wars, dug it. All right, it's Friday. That means we've got our dickhead of the week. All right, who is the NBA Australia dickhead of the week?
You fucking dickhead.
Give me the Indiana Pacer and Oklahoma City Thunder fans for being dumb. Y'all dickheads of the week. The Thunder hated the coward Kevin Durant for leaving. They shit talk him for like fucking no shortage of like the last 18 months. And then they're all like, oh, how can you hate on Paul George? He gave you like 8 years of his life. Motherfuckers, you did the exact same thing to Coward. I mean, the Coward was like, all right, fucking later, dudes, I'm out. He didn't like fucking demand a trade like Paul George did. But come on, Indy fans, like just be happy you bounce back. It's like you got out of a relationship with the other person, clearly wasn't like into marriage or marriage material. Like, sure, you had some great times and often the sex was banging and it was fucking rad, man, but it wasn't for the long haul. You just kind of knew it. There was an edge missing, right? That was Paul George and Indy. You know who loves you, baby? Victor Oladipo! This is like getting out of the relationship going nowhere and instantly meeting the person you clicked perfectly with. Jesus Christ, Indiana fans. Like, you gotta drop the bitterness. Same with the OKC Thunder. Like, I can call Kevin Durant the coward because he is, but Jesus, just be happy without being shitheads to your ex. Be the better person, fans. Jesus, not hard. All right, there you go. Indian Thunder fans, you're the dickheads of the week. All right, coming up next, we got the Australian Player Watch. Yeah! How good is it hearing Ramshackle Army and Fascinator and Green, Green, Green in the background? I love it. As long as you can actually hear the fucking thing, I guess. Australian Player Watch, Ben Simmons. Look, no one played last night apart from Bogut, and he had a DNP versus the Cavs last night. So we'll quickly run through who they're playing on the weekend. Ben Simmons plays OKC tonight. Patty Mills plays the Rockets tonight, and then Dallas on Saturday. Joe Ingles has the Celtics on Friday, then Cleveland on Saturday, yeah. Dalian Thong. The Bucks play the Bulls on Friday, Houston on Saturday. Aaron Baines plays the Jazz on Friday, then they're in Memphis on Saturday. And Andy Buckets Bogut, nothing on the weekend. So how about our daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Aw, yeah. God damn it. And the final part of the stream player watch, yo, what's Kyrie doing? Jazz at Friday, Memphis on Saturday, same as Bainesy. So it's Friday. That also means we have, in addition to the Luke Longley All-Stars, players on good teams, great teams, championship teams, whose role is super particular, completely limited, and they excelled in it. So for this one, the addition to the Luke Longley All-Stars is Brian Cardinal from the 2011 Dallas Mavericks. Damn, Brian! Dude played 56 games in the entire season, but played in like the last five games of the NBA Finals and in all four wins that the Mavs had over the Heat. He averaged like 6 minutes a game, but it got more and more and more out throughout the season while Rick Carlisle went, oh shit, this dude is going to body some motherfuckers. And that's all he did. He hit 2 3-pointers for the entire fucking final series. He only took 3 shots. But damn, there was one that was a backbreaker and like basically helped them extend a lead that won the game. But man, Brian Cardinal, he knew his role. Was like, come on, bang around with LeBron, Mike Miller. We'll chase Mike Miller around. Bang with Udonis Haslem. Bang with Chris Bosh. You got to do it. And that's what he fucking did. And because of that, he was beloved by his teammates. He was known as the custodian because he was such a badass. I love this. Brian Cardinal looked like a fucking band from fucking Manchester. Just that super white shaved head, what up? And ended up with a 12-year career, did Brian Cardinal. Played for Detroit, Washington, Golden State, Memphis, Minnesota, and finally in Dallas. Retired the year after the title. Amazing. That is so badass. Good job, Brian Cardinal. So welcome to the Luke Longley All-Stars of players on great championship teams whose role is super particular and limited, but you awesome because of it anyway. All right. Easy. Good job. Good job, Brian Cardinal. Coming up next, we have the Patty Mills Game Day Baller, Game Day Inspiration Board, and a bunch of other fun stuff, including all of our game previews, right up after this. Yeah, NBA Strayer. Hey, what's Patty Mills saying today? Be my guess is that there's a Game Day Baller Game Day that's popped up. And some other fun stuff, because Patty Mills, you know, dude is pretty unreal. yeah, it's Game Day Baller Game Day. Oh, no, that was from yesterday, so he hasn't put out anything since. That's a bummer. Damn it, Patty Mills, you're killing me. All right, let's go straight into the game previews. We're going to whip around. You know we will. Each game on the entire NBA slate for the entire weekend. Let's do the damn thing. Friday, we've got 11 games. We've got, going to start off with Heat at Hornets. This is Kemba versus Goran. Man, the only way this could be saved with the Hornets rock those fucking old-timey throwback uniforms again, huh? Still no Hassan Whiteside for the Heat. It's been 2 weeks, which is what they initially said. Spo says he's working out, but he's not going to put a date on his return. Hornets lost pretty bad the other night. Heat, give me the Heat. I think they're doing all right, and they're just going to sort of body up the Hornets there. Pistons at Pacers. Pistons finally break that 7 straight, Danny Chow curse. They were plummeting. They were second in the East last week. Now they're 8th. They're 14-14. Jesus. That is... Oh, sorry. They're actually 7th. 15-18. 15-13. I'll actually say something correct today. How's that? I've got to do it at some point, don't I? 15-13. They're 7th. Brutal. Pacers are looking to bounce back after that OKC loss. Victor Oladipo. Give me the Pistons. I think the Pacers, after that Thunder loss with the Paul George coming home, I think they have a bit of a letdown. Lose a couple straight. Blazers at Magic. Blazers should roll in this one harder than a fat kid being rolled for his lunch money at Urquhart Park Primary School. Aaron Gordon practiced on Thursday, so might be good to go in this one after his concussion. Give me the Blazers. Thunder at Sixers. Oh my God. Friday night, ESPN. This is going to be awesome. Rusty, PG, Simmons, Embiid, Melo. What a fun ass game in Philly. I'm going to take the Thunder. I think they just, you know, they win one, they lose one, they win one, they lose one. I think this is where they win like three in a row and then lose three in a row. So this will be their second win in a row. Clips at Wiz. Hey, this is where the Wiz get a close look at DeAndre Jordan, decide to trade for him, right? Of course it is, because this game is probably going to suck. Wiz win this one. John Wall just runs rampant in his second game back. Nets at Raptors, a repeat of the epic 2014 NBA playoff first round series. 2013, rather, maybe. No, 2014. Yeah, nice one. I got there eventually. Instead, this is more of a just more of an in-division beatdown for the old Nets, I guess. Kyle Lowry needs to get back on track, though, and he'll probably do it against the Nets and Spencer Dinwiddie. A dude making $28 million, averaging 16-7, not going to quite cut it. And my boy, Sweet Baby Carrots, going up against his killer Raps B team is going to be interesting, to say the least. Raps win. Jazz at Celtics. Ah, all of Gordon Hayward's best mates are coming to visit. Isn't that nice? You reckon Joe Ingles is now afraid to go to like an off-season barbie because the last one ended up with Gordo bouncing to Boston? Bouncing up to Boston. Still, the Jazz have lost four in a row all of a sudden. And not looking great. So give me Boston. Al Horford might be back in this. Maybe Kyrie's out there smashing. So I think the Celtics beat the Jazz. Hawks at Grizzlies. Oosh. Yeah, nah. Dog's breakfast. This one. The Grizz have lost another five straight. I mean, what are you going to watch this for? Marc Gasol? Dennis Schroeder? German Rondo? I mean, come on, man. Ersan Ilyasova? Nah. Give me the Grizz, though, at home. I think the Hawks, back-to-back, just no good. Bulls at Bucks. Hey, Bulls have won four straight in their fucking up their tanking. I love it. Bucks are pulling it together, though, yo. They've won 11 of their last 16 since the Bledsoe trade. That's a pretty good winning percentage there. Jesus. And Pelicans, so yeah, I think Bucks snapped that Bulls winning streak. Ah, the Bulls. It's so dumb. They're still second in the tanking stakes, but they're like one game away from the back of Dallas and Memphis there. Jesus. And like not too far now behind Sacramento and Phoenix. Jesus Christ. All right, Pelicans at Nuggets. Jokic may be back against the Celtics. Wait, hang on a second. The Joker might be back for this. So Boogie versus AD. Boogie and AD versus the Joker could be fun. This would be way more fun if Millsap was around, but no dice. So instead, we have Jamal Murray and Gary Harris versus Boogie and AD. That's classic bigs versus smalls. That's going to be kind of cool. And I think the Nugs win because they're at home. See how the big dudes struggle with the altitude. And finally, Spurs at Rockets. Oh, shit. This is a hell of a night on ESPN. Spurs and Rockets. There's Thunder Sixers before that. Rockets out here for revenge after last year's playoffs. Kawhi's back. Chris Paul's yet to lose as a Rocket. What a game. I think the Rockets do win this, though. I think they do. I think Chris Paul keeps rolling. All right, that's Friday. That's a good one. There's a lot of stuff on. How about Saturday? Eight games. Blazers at Hornets. Dame versus Dime Dame. 0.5. That's Kemba Walker. I look forward to Nurk smashing Dwight Howard and Dwight Howard bitching and moaning about it. That'll be fun. Give me the Blazers in this. I think they go back-to-back wins on the road. I know. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Give me Blazers. Jazz at Cavs. Tough one for the Jazz. Back-to-back after the game the night before against the Celtics. Tough one. Jingling Joe against the King. I mean, Joe Ingles is good. It's going to be fun. See what happens. And I think the Cavs roll in this, however. Thunder at Knicks. Melo's coming home, baby! Melo's return to MSG. It's absolutely fucking bananas that we get it the same week as Paul George had his homecoming to Indy. That is so fucking bananas. It's like the schedule makers didn't know that this was happening and somehow magicked it up. Thunder on a back-to-back after the Sixers game, going up against maybe a Knicks without the Zinger after he's banged at knee. So I think the Thunder win this one. It would have been interesting to see Zinger versus Steven Adams, bro. Rusty going to upstage everybody, though, I think, in MSG. The focus will be on Melo. Rusty will just, have a random 40-15-12 night, though. So give me the Thunder. Clips at Heat. You know Blake is out there killing it in Miami the night before this one. It's like a Friday night life. Friday night life in Miami. The Clips. Austin Rivers is just, definitely getting into a fight in a bar somewhere. DJ Khaled's talking shit to, Lou Williams. Give me the Heat. Bucks at Rockets. Both on a back-to-back, but the Bucks played the Bulls and the Rockets had the Spurs. So I think Greek Freak and Bledsoe top fast Jimmy Harden and CP3. And watch Jason Kidd's during this one. Just there's going to be so much anger and befuddlement. Just going, how are they moving so quickly? What do we do defensively? Good job, Jason Kidd. But Bucks win, I think. They're going to do it. Suns at Wolves, yeesh. Suns have lost 5 in a row. The glow of Jay Triano over there, following the Earl Watson dismissal, is kind of seemingly dulled a little bit. Wolves, it's a back-to-back. Oh, not a back-to-back, but the Wolves, having smashed Sacramento, will probably play Jimmy Butler 50 minutes in this one, even though there's 48 minutes in the game. Tibbs will run him around for 2 minutes at halftime. That's just what's going to happen. Wolves win it, though. Mavs at Spurs. The other half of a home-and-home this week. Spurs played the Rockets last night. Spurs will still smash the Mavs, though. Spurs just do that. Mavs are bad. Celtics at Grizz. Celtics eyeing Marc Gasol to make sure they'd have another big who can't get 10 rebounds, huh? What up? Nah, it's not going to happen. Grizz can't trade Mark, but Grizz, this is in Memphis. Grizz got all those Bill State ribs. Celtics might be a bit slow in this one. Watch for Memphis to get a bit of an upset there, I think. All right, Sunday, wrapping it up. Kings at Raptors at 3:30. Jesus, who else but Raptors fans are going to pay attention to this? Crap. This is the game where you look at the crawl while the football's playing. You're like, oh shit, the Raptors beat the Kings by 40? God damn. Yeah, Raptors win. Magic at Pistons, 4 p.m. Again, it's like a new episode of The Simpsons. Y'all didn't need to watch this. Aaron Gordon trying to drunk on Andre Drummond is going to be fun, though. Is this a Tobias Harris revenge game, however? Yes, I think the Pistons win. Pacers at Nets at 6 o'clock. Thinking of going to this, but might also just sit at the pub and watch the Pat Steelers game, because that's going to be likely way more fun and not cost as much. Still, to see the newly shredded Victor Oladipo up close and personal, maybe, I don't know. I'm good. I think the Pacers smoked the Nets in this. Cavs at Wiz, final game of the weekend, 6 p.m. Sunday in Washington. Will the Wiz wear black to this game? You know, because they're trying to stoke these rivalries. I love the Wiz try to start fights and rivalries with, literally everybody. And everyone's like, wait, fucking who? The Wizards? Shit. I'd be way more scared if they were still the Bullets. But the Wizards? Who the fuck's coming after you? Gandalf? Get the fuck out of here. Cavs smash the Wiz, even though John Wall has himself a game in his third one back. And there you go. That's the entire weekend. Holy crap. That is a lot of basketball. And we've, whipped it around pretty quickly. That's some... good whipping. All right, so thing is, that's it. That is absolutely it for NBA Australia this week. We have crushed it. 20 episodes in. You know, we're still figuring out the kinks. Stick with us. Come on, man. We're trying to figure it out as we go, isn't it? That's been NBA Australia for today. We'll be back tomorrow for more. Well, we'll be back on Monday for more ridiculousness after the weekend. In the meantime, we'll be all over Twitter and Facebook. It's just NBA Straya over there, both of them, and Insty. Come on, don't forget that. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play to get this every day if you like it. And if you don't, whatever, just subscribe and download. That'd be fun. That way you get this steaming hot pile of ill-informed, sweary rubbish every day. That's fun. And our thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song, Faking the Bends. Thing is, they are now... their new band is House Hats, the best band in Australia. Go vote for them in the Hottest 100 with their amazing song, All Together. Just go give that a smash on Spotify or iTunes Music. It's a hell of a fucking song, man. I'll tell you. And extra special thanks to the legends at Green, 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 Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Great bands, good dudes. And that's it. NBA Australia. I'm looking forward to this weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on. Gonna go see Star Wars again. Some fun stuff. And stick around here for everyone's favorite sitcom, Everyone Loves Bainesy. And NBA Australia loves you too. We'll catch us on Monday. Thanks for listening. Later, Hosen! Everybody Loves Bainesy is taped in front of a live studio audience. Oi, Sheila, I'm home.
Oi, you big dickhead, where have you been?
I told you, I was going to see Star Wars with me mates.
Ah, what mates do you have?
Hey, I've got plenty of mates. I just happen to work with all of them, because it's hard to make friends when you got a head that looks like this. I've got a surprise for you, though.
What is it, you big galah?
Aw,
flowers. You shouldn't have, Bainesy.
Aww. It's all right. I stole him from Jason Tatum. I just put him in a headlock and gave him a noogie and he gave him up. I think he might be bald now, too.
You really are a drongo, Bainesy.
Yeah, too, right?
Yeah, nah, but I still love you.
Yeah, nah, yeah, I love you too, but hey.
Yeah, nah, yeah, all right. Now give us a pass, you big buffhead. Now, put out the rubbish, feed the dog and get the kids to bed so I can go drinking with me mate, Cheryl. She's out the front waiting, we're still going to go buy the bottle, though.
All right, love you guts, Sheila.
I love you too, Bainesy. Almost as much as I love Shannon Null.
Too right. Now, don't get too blotto with Cheryl.
Yeah, nah, you'll cop it, eh? All right, love you guts, Bainesy.
Love you too, Sheila. Tune in next week for more Everybody Loves Bainesy.